turundusuudised .
Our next topic that is a trend prediction that comes from Mintel and also connected to somehow the digital world that says that charitable donations get digital. Mintel says that Brits engage with charities and the way how they do it is different. And about 70% of UK adults already donating money to fundraising campaign online. So the charities are also looking for different alternatives, how to encourage customers to donate in a digital world. And one example that was interesting from their report was that that a global charity called Save the Children had made an announcement that they had started accepting bitcoins. And the foundation said that it was campaigns against Ebola. But they raised over $900 in less than a minute using a text to donate Bitcoin feature. So what do you think, looking from the digital world, is this going to be a trend or how should it develop further?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a trend and it's going to be quite big. I mean, Bitcoin and Litecoin and all the kind of alternative digital currencies that are already out there. I think the biggest sort of most appealing use case for them at the moment, at least, is sort of microtransactions, and charities is a perfect example of that. So, whereas I mean, it's quite a big hassle traditionally to donate like €5, for example, using your credit card or a text message or something, compared to people easily being able to donate a small sum in Bitcoin. But it's sort of basically it happens right away, and there's no transaction fees. There's nothing to sort of interfere with you and the charity that you're donating to, or you might even donate directly to people instead of companies in this instance. I think that kind of stuff is probably going to be huge, or at least I hope that it's going to be a huge thing, because I think it would be a lot more helpful for people in general to be able to assist one another directly rather than through these huge charity organizations where you might not be able to sort of track where your money goes that easily. So that's definitely like just the fact that these currencies like Bitcoin are entering the market, that's going to be one huge change as well. But I think the charity companies and that space around that is developing as well. And just one example of this kind of stuff actually is that there was just last week there was a huge earthquake in Nepal again. And we actually have some Nepalese people working within Rovio as well. So the guys pulled together this Rovio Red Cross pool, or on what do you call it? I mean, we're kind of like pooling our money directly through Rovio and trying to engage the employees and the people we know to donate through Red Cross through that one specific thing. So we have a Bitly URL where you can donate directly to that Nepal cause through Red Cross. So I mean, it's kind of a simple thing, but I think that kind of stuff definitely makes it easier for people to want to donate for these charities, and it kind of just makes it more concrete for the consumer to see what you are actually doing.
Very good. I was just when you were talking here, I was thinking about what Estonian charities do. And still it seems that this trend hasn't hit Estonia yet. We are waiting for it. I don't know when it would appear. But still, currently the stage is that really the donating is either you can call the phone for no phone number to donate. It's one of the options that is the easy way, because all the other things are pretty complicated with, I don't know, direct debts and so-called kind of things that you probably won't be so it's not so easy to sell people that you should do that and when the donating is difficult enough, so you just don't do it. So I yep. hope that it will really, the easiness is a big benefit for a big group of people who would do it if it's easy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and one good way to think about the bitcoins of the world is that I mean, it's quite easy to drop 2 euros into somebody's bucket when you're walking by somebody who's collecting money for a reason.
Yeah.
And you know, it should be that same sort of ease that should be available in the digital space as well. And I think Bitcoin and those guys might be able to get there at some point. It's not easy yet.
So I just wonder, I haven't really read the Mintel research very thoroughly, but I just wonder how big would be the group of people who would say that that I would donate more if it's just very, very easy, kind of getting the impulse behavior out of it. So
yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely potential there. I mean, in the last Winter Olympics, there was a funny sort of campaign where I think it was Bitcoin that was used, where people actually donated Bitcoin and they helped the Jamaican bobsled team to get onto the Olympics. So that kind of, I mean, you'd think that it would be pretty hard to collect money for that kind of reason, but I mean, I think they got there pretty easily just because it was kind of easy and people wanted to help out with the sort of a funny cause. It wasn't super serious, but I think it's a good example of kind of things that would be possible.
Yeah, and I think when we in Estonia are not so aware about Bitcoin and all the new currencies, it might be also a way kind of educating people about the ways of the new currencies and what you can do when you connect it to the kind of social reasons or to charities.
Yeah, totally.
Good work both ways.